Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, we've seen police in riot gear on campuses arresting students protesting the war in Gaza, breaking up encampments, all unfolding during a presidential election year. And folks, we've been here before. In 1968, also an election year, anti-Vietnam War protests caused upheaval on campuses across the country. And the turmoil was among the reasons that Democrat Hubert Humphrey lost to Richard Nixon. Journalist and author James Traub says there are lessons there for President Joe Biden. His article in the Wall Street Journal this week is entitled, "Biden Needs to Learn from the Democrats' Disaster in 68." And James is with us now. Good to have you.
Well, thank you. Happy to be here.
So let's hear what Biden said yesterday about all of this. It was the first time he addressed the protests directly after police broke up encampments on several campuses. In some cases, they fought with protesters, arrested more than 2,000 people. Here's Biden.
I understand people have strong feelings and deep convictions. In America, we respect the right and protect the right for them to express that. But it doesn't mean anything goes. It needs to be done without violence, without destruction, without hate, and within the law.
So, James, before we talk about 1968, give me your quick reaction to Biden's message there.
He said exactly what he needs to say. You know, I think he has such a narrow path that he has to tread, because we have to remember that, you know, a lot of Americans are uncomfortable with the war in Israel, but they're very uncomfortable with the turbulence, the chaos of the demonstrations. They're uncomfortable with the idea of closing down college campuses. So he can't condemn the protesters. For one thing, that's a very large fraction of young people in this country. At the same time, he has to speak to, I think, the deep unease that the average American voter is going to have looking at the campus events.
Right. So you've been looking back at some of the parallels between today and 1968, and I want to ask you about that. You wrote this great piece about it. Remind us of the situation. So Vice President Hubert Humphrey was the Democratic candidate running against Republican Richard Nixon. Remind us how the protests and that social unrest of the late 60s became a big factor in the race.
Well, anyone who's old enough to remember will know that that moment was a lot like this moment, but more so, much more so, in the sense that a kind of generational anger was abroad, and Vietnam was the center of that, but so was race relations, so were just all sorts of intergenerational issues. So the country was really convulsed by this. And demonstrators followed Humphrey around everywhere. And the culminating event, the mega crisis, was the Democratic convention in Chicago in late August, where it was just a convergence of terrible misfortunes. On the one hand, Humphrey didn't feel that he could break with Johnson, Lyndon Johnson. Remember, he was vice president, not president. Johnson had basically said to him, if you break with me on Vietnam, you're going to regret it. I'll denounce you. And Humphrey believed that, and it was probably true.
Right.
On the other side, you had Mayor Daley of Chicago, who was determined to show the kids who was boss. And if that meant cracking heads, that was fine with him. So Humphrey couldn't break with Johnson and therefore say to the kids, I'm with you in any sense at all. But the consequence was this violent crackdown, which was terrible for everybody. I mean, it was terrible for the anti-war movement, which was seen by the average American as sympathizing with the enemy and sponsoring chaos and anarchy and so on. It was terrible for Daley. It was terrible for the Democratic Party. It was terrible for Humphrey. It was only good for Richard Nixon, his opponent.
Right. And Richard Nixon, of course, playing into the concern about law and order. And he talked a lot about that, right?
He did. And it's important to remember that Nixon of 68 was much more palatable to centrist voters than the Nixon of 72 or, of course, the Nixon of Watergate. And so it was much easier for people to say, you know what, I'm not going to vote. If Nixon wins, Humphrey wins, what's the difference? I don't care. They're both terrible. And so I suppose one tactical advantage Joe Biden has is that it is much harder to say that about a Biden-Trump race than it was about a Humphrey-Nixon race.
I want to play a little tape from Hubert Humphrey. So this is when the violence was going on outside of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Humphrey actually addressed that violence. Here's a bit of what he said.
Yet one cannot help but reflect the deep sadness that we feel over the troubles and the violence which have erupted regrettably and tragically in the streets of this great city.
So Hubert Humphrey there at the DNC in Chicago in 1968. James, important to point out that the Democratic National Convention is back in Chicago this summer. What did that do to Humphrey's campaign? I mean, looking back, what were some of the mistakes he made or opportunities that he missed?
Well, first, I have to say he was so hemmed in by circumstance that it's really hard to second guess it. I mean, the fact is he should have broken with Johnson earlier.
Right, right.
He just should have. It's clear. He was so hamstrung that it was as if he was campaigning with one hand behind his back. And interestingly, when he finally did that at the end of September, in the tiniest way, so tiny that many reporters couldn't even detect the break that he said he had made, he was so psychologically liberated that he became a different candidate. And he came moderately close to pulling off what would have been one of the great upsets of the century. So Biden has the advantage, of course, that he's president. And if Netanyahu forces him into an even more difficult situation by, for example, a full-bore invasion of Rafah, Biden may take that as the moment to make a break with American policy that will signal both Israel and critics of the war that he can no longer accept Israel's behavior.
So, as you mentioned, key difference, Biden is not hemmed in by his boss in the way that Humphrey was hemmed in by LBJ. But you're suggesting that Biden might be. I mean, the potential mistake he could make is to be hemmed in by Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel.
This is the incredibly delicate dance among them, because Netanyahu has both a national security calculation, you know, would say Israel must crush Hamas. That may be a mistake, but that's what he thinks. And politically, the idea that doing so would harm Joe Biden not only would not restrain him, but the opposite, because he wants to bring Donald Trump to power, because Donald Trump would not put any restrictions on Israeli behavior.
Meanwhile, Republicans are casting the protests as an affront to law and order, much as Richard Nixon did back in 1968. Do you see parallels there?
Well, of course. Obviously, Trump will weep on anything that looks like that. So, you know, law and order was the issue. When you ask, why did Humphrey lose in 68? The answer is not Vietnam, because he really lost because he lost votes to the right, not to the left. And those voters on the right, the big issue for them really was law and order. So Biden's situation is analogous in the sense that for all the turbulence on the left and the fireworks on the left, the fact is he is in bad shape because of votes eroding to his right, not to his left. And indeed, in 68, the liberal Democrats came back and Humphrey won almost all the liberal states except New Jersey. He lost key states that had been in the Democratic coalition, like Ohio and Illinois. Biden is in the same situation, that the danger from the left is much more that it will be alienating to moderates and more conservative Democrats who will say to themselves, our party's out of control, or those guys are out of control, and will either stay home or vote for Trump.
That's really interesting because, you know, when this conversation started, a listener might have been forgiven for thinking, oh, James Trout was going to tell us that Biden's at risk of losing college-age voters who are protesting today. But there's a pretty good chance that they're not going to defect from Biden and support Trump.
I would say two things. Yeah. One, it's a relatively low voting population in the first place.
Right.
So obviously he needs everyone he could get. And two, yes, I think that history tells us that those votes are likely to come home, whereas the votes to his right are the ones that he is likelier to lose.
All right. Well, that's James Traub. He's a journalist and author. His most recent book is called True Believer, Hubert Humphrey's Quest for a More Just America. James, thanks so much. We really appreciated having you today.
A pleasure.